Welcome back. Happy season 8 of AK219. Happy New Year 2025. It couldn't be any worse. It can't get any worse. I really hope I'm not jinxing it, but I think it can't get any worse. But it's 2025. It's beautiful. Aiden Maloney, Kevin Boland, we're finally back. It's only been about 2 months, but yeah. Hey, we're here now. And you know what that means?
We're here. Ready to bring you... I'm sorry, I haven't done this in so long.
In like 2 months. So like we chat.
Okay.
And then the lovely listener gets to third wheel.
Okay.
And talk amongst themselves. Unfortunately, lovely listener, we cannot hear you, but in spirit we feel you.
But we know you're there.
I love feeling you.
See, it's coming back. I love feeling you too.
Coming on my back?
Not yet, I said. Yes, yeah, new year, new me, new us, new AK-219 guys being dudes. We're just going to go into this year with a glass half full because I might just drink it.
Well, yeah, you have to fill the glass. So the glass was full, right?
No. The glass was half full to start.
The glass, why?
That's just how I like it. Because
you're cutting back. Because you're cutting back.
I'm cutting back. I'm, you know.
Honestly, you
know
what?
New year, new me. I started going to the gym. I said, no.
Eventually. Well, but, no, maybe not.
No, I started watching my figure get larger.
I was waiting. I'm like, there's a payoff here somewhere.
Yeah. But no,
it's smart, right? I want to hit this note, right?
Okay.
The glass half full point.
Yes.
It's genius. Because if you fill the glass half full, it means whatever bottle you're drinking out of, you're able to have twice the glasses.
Correct.
Right? So Kevin is a genius.
I've been known for being a genius sometimes.
Occasionally a brain cell.
Occasionally. He wants to
fires
wake up
a neuron.
And, yeah. He thinks of something that might be amazing. And it
might
catches,
be amazing.
It catches the eyes of the masses. And they too agree with what I have to say.
Because it's so agreeable. Can you look at this man's face? The viewers can, the listeners can't, I'm sorry. And say no? I can't.
I can't either.
That's why I'm pregnant with 5...
I am also now a female.
A proud father. Oh.
Well, I mean, if you're pregnant with 5 kids, you literally drained everything out of me, so it's not there anymore. It shriveled up.
Oh, the ball
sack. It fell off.
Oh, so you're just a shaft. All shaft, no balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can't. 2025. So I can't really. All shaft, no balls.
I can't really procreate anymore because this guy to my left here just.
I took it all.
Took everything.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah. Sorry.
I got here
to,
first.
To many future girlfriends and potential wives of potential lovers of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No more. You get the shaft, but I took the balls.
Blame this man.
Sorry.
It's all his fault.
Sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm not sorry. Anyway, AK-219, we start off with Vibe of the Week. We're bringing back an old favorite for Season 8, of course. What the fuck? That's going to be fun. And then, of course, Burning Question closes out the show.
Oh, what the fuck?
You didn't do your prep, did you?
Aiden, it's been months. You think I prep for anything anymore in life?
I texted you today.
I know you did. Well, you know what I had to do today? Which you also did?
Work. Yeah. You know what I did?
What?
The prep for the show.
Yeah, well, you just sit there in a fucking semi after you unload your beer and you just sit there.
I do not.
And you wait to go to your next place.
I'm not allowed to just sit there. There's cameras facing the cab.
I would get fired so quick.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, you want to watch me drive around your trailer all day?
No, they want to watch you drive while you beat your shaft no balls. Yeah. And then they sell that.
I don't do that for free.
For their, you know, cam site.
Mm. Okay.
You know, truck drivers getting nasty. .gov.
Fake trailer.
Yeah.
More like fake taxi.
Yeah. Well, Vibe of the Week, something fun, funny, wholesome, real that's happened the last 7 to 40 days.
Months.
Yeah.
7 to 2 months.
What is it? What's the vibe?
Actually, I do have a funny story that I refrained from telling you before we started recording.
A word?
Because it just happened to me, I want to say 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago now. Everyone remembers the McChickenless sandwich
that I got.
Everyone loved to laugh at my expense about that,
of course.
Right? So I go to McDonald's again.
Oh, God.
The other day.
Okay.
A different one.
Right.
I believe I went to the one on either Calumet and Valpo or the one right by your house. I forget.
Okay.
But I order my usual rounds of food, and I get home, and I get everything out ready to eat it, and I pop open the 4-piece McNugget that I got.
Oh, no.
And there's just a heaping amount of Thousand Island in the fucking McNugget thing. God. Just like they just squirted a huge fucking dollop in there and then shut it and gave it to me. There was not even a nugget in there. I didn't even want to dig in the sauce. Oh, it's just my like, did God. I asked for extra sauce for the nuggets, not fucking extra Thousand Island sauce and no nuggets.
Yeah, could I get a 4-piece McNugget, no nuggets, all sauce?
In fact, now I remember now, it was the one right by your house.
Oh, okay.
So I get home, and I open that, I'm just like,
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I ate the rest of my food, and I went downstairs with it in my hand, and I looked at my father, I'm like, hey, Dad, you hungry? He's like, oh, yeah. So I'm just like, I went to offer him a nugget, yeah. And I open it in his face, he's like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, you tell me. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's Thousand Island, but it ain't no fucking McNugget. He's like, well, did you call him? I'm just like, it's fucking too. I don't give a shit.
That's what I keep telling you. Call him out on it. Be like, I did
No, like, I got home, I ate 10
ounces of Thousand Island.
It's just not worth my fucking time. Yeah. I mean, it was funny. I was upset because I didn't get my nuggies, yeah. But just like the fucking McChicken that I wanted with cheese and only got the cheese, I ordered McNuggets and I didn't even get that. At least it wasn't an empty container. That's true. But it was literally filled with fucking just Thousand Island dressing. Like,
wow.
Like Big Mac sauce. That's all it was. Just fucking in the little fucking square container about this big. Just.
That's nuts.
Oops. But I figured I'd get the funny shit out of the way because the rest of it, my life really hasn't been really eventful the past 2 months. I've still just been in charge of my rental out in Hammond every Friday. I've been working. My mother was in town for Christmas. That was a lot of fun. I got drunk as fuck Christmas Eve.
Oh yeah, why don't you tell them what you drank?
Oh, towards the end of the night, of course, we were at my mother's friend's house, you know, drinking responsibly. Weren't going anywhere. There's a whole bottle of Captain Morgan.
you drank a fifth of Captain Morgan.
No one else wanted it. I said,
someone has to drink this.
I mean, it has to. It has to get drunk. I need to get drunk.
You can't leave leftovers. You can't. That's not kind as a house guest. Not.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Are you kidding me? So I ended up drinking it. I fell asleep on the couch with my mother's friend, which we had to, but we were facing opposite directions. It's not like I was fucking cuddled up with her or anything like that.
Well, why not?
Because she's, you know what? I'm sorry if you do watch this, you're just not my type.
That's okay, man.
I know, like, some older women are pretty nice, which, there is one I do kind of have my eye on. Not looking to get in a relationship with, but...
Trying to get in there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Why not?
I think it would be interesting, wouldn't you? Have you ever pondered that fact of getting an older woman? Like, I don't know. Like, just meeting up with an older woman.
Like Robin?
Not like my mother. Just any other middle-aged woman.
Any other woman.
Not my mother.
Oh, okay.
Because you didn't even see her when she was in town.
Not that you saw. Not that you were there for.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And so did he, probably.
Well, I knew who was coming.
Yeah, no. Life's been... No, you're not. Not yet.
Not yet I am.
life's been pretty boring and uneventful, I would say, other than another McDonald's incident and seeing my mother. Unfortunately, let me restart.
Did you forget how to speak in our time off?
Who knows? Maybe I didn't.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe I did. I got an unfortunate phone call last weekend from a buddy of mine that I play hockey with on occasion. I got a call from his wife that he unexpectedly passed away last weekend. This coming skate, we're going to do a little memorial for him. Guys from our old team are going to come out, pay their respects, and go to like a visitation wake for him. I don't know what exactly they're calling it these days. But that's this coming weekend. I'll be doing that. But he was a good guy. Late 30s, early 40s, funny
as
hell.
That's young, dude. Wow. I know.
Like, when she gave me the call, like, she just said that he got home and he was just already dead, so I don't know. I don't think he was. He wasn't sick or anything. I don't believe.
Right.
I'm gonna guess it was something to do with his heart. I still don't know. Unless he tells me, I'm not gonna ask.
Right. Right.
But that was just a very unfortunate phone call I got. So this week's skate will be in his honor. We'll have a lot of fun. Maybe even a fight. Because he loved to get physical.
That's
so
good.
We'll see how that goes, but. Enough of the sad shit, and enough of my boring-ass life.
Rest in peace, brother.
How has your boring life been?
Pretty boring, man.
Good. Good. Yeah. Next segment.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been chill. Over the Christmas week, I got to see my girlfriend's family. I got to see my dad, my mom, FaceTimed with my sisters, because they're all the way across the country. But that was still super nice.
Losers.
I know, right?
Be closer to home.
Who moves somewhere nicer?
Like, who moves all the way across the country to pursue an education?
Yeah.
That
and
you're only going to be in debt for the rest of your life.
What'd you go out there for? Just to live in a nicer state with beautiful scenery?
Hey, what's wrong with Indiana?
What's right with Indiana?
What's right with Indiana? I could sit here and tell you for the next 2 hours of what exactly is right with Indiana. But I won't.
It would just be straight. It would be 2 hours of silence, but he could for 2 hours.
Excuse me.
But, yeah, that was super nice. I almost ran out of gas today.
On your way to work or home from work?
Both, because I didn't stop for fuel. It's like my gas light's been on for a couple days.
So, yeah, doesn't that, warn you that, hey, fill me up, please?
Yes. I didn't, though, and... Do you remember the days of me in my old car, my trusty Ford Escape, and it actually had the digital readout of, 8 miles to empty?
Oh, yeah.
And I think the lowest I got it was 3 miles to empty, pulling into a gas station. Which, means there was probably 4 or 5 ounces of fuel in there, something tiny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my Camry is way older than that car.
Even my Volkswagen doesn't have that.
Yeah, so, most cars... before, 2015, maybe don't have them. But the gas light's been on, and I just didn't stop. I was going to yesterday, and then I forgot.
Well, that's always what you think. You look at it, that's enough. You know the travel, you know the time, and this or that. So you say, I got enough. I can make it.
Right.
I can do it.
You do the cursed thing, which is, I could probably do that just in the morning. Which... It never happens.
I hate saying that. I'm just I'll just fill up in the morning.
I'll just do it tomorrow. Yeah.
And then I have enough gas to make it to work in the morning, and thank God Meijer's right next to my parking lot.
Right.
So I can stop there and put $10 in it.
Yeah. Well, I took that risk. It was a calculated risk, and it almost didn't pay off because by the time I went to work and then left, the dial, the gas light had been on for a while, right? The dial was literally aligned with the little block on the E.
Oh.
It was right there.
Did you have to push your car at all?
Oh, no. No, I didn't.
No? Okay.
No, luckily I pulled in. But it really made me appreciate gas efficiency. Because God forbid I was driving anything with any kind of ball sack, I would have definitely run out on the way to work.
I mean, let's say you're driving on in an electric car and you're driving, low charge. Oh, let's hope I can make it to the boom. And it just dies.
All you have to do is get a couple balloons, rub them together, static electricity, right? And then, touch the battery. I think that's how that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm no scientist, clearly, but I know a thing or two.
Because I've seen a thing or two.
We might not be farmers, but we will be right back for the next segment. It is time. You've been waiting for months. Not only 2 months, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've debuted What the Fuck, the segment, because, hey...
What the Fuck, the
exactly,
segment.
Exactly. I need that printed on something. Which, hey...
Put that on a shirt.
Put that on a shirt. Don't take that. Don't take that idea. We'll have a merch store one day.
We'll find you.
We'll find you.
And we'll still take all the credit for it.
We're going to kiss your father. We're going to kiss your father about it. Wow.
Excuse me. God bless your soul.
That's okay. So, we all know... that national and international news is often depressing and angering, so we go to local and regional news, and we find stories that are more pleasant, maybe a little silly, because, hey, we all need a little uplifting sometimes, and maybe a potential giggle. So, we've got some news stories for you that'll make you say...
the hell.
Yeah, the heck. What the freak. That's what that stands for. What the freak.
Yeah, what the fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, wait,
sorry.
That's what the segment's called.
It's okay. We're not monetized anyway. No. Doesn't matter. So, I've got stories. Kevin's got stories. I'll start. You ready?
Sure.
This comes from the Times of India. It's the source. Always provide sources.
Very good, buddy.
I'm
so sorry.
Kev, buddy.
What?
Kev.
What? It's been 2 months. It's a new year. This is okay now.
New year, new you. Nah, same you.
No.
Man shot by hunter in Louisiana after being mistaken for a deer.
Okay, unless he was on all fours, I'm already confused.
Yeah, I'm confused too, because deer and man don't look much alike.
No.
Let's see here. A man was accidentally shot by a hunter who mistook him for a deer in an incident that prompted the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to remind hunters about safety. Fisheries. Which, hey, maybe you should have done before a guy shot a guy. Fucking Dick Cheney'd him.
Was it fatal? Did he live?
No, I didn't want to bring any stories that had someone die in them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that really made me
But
say
this
what
did
the
happen
fuck.
Over the last 2 weeks in East Baton Rouge Parish, which is just another word for county.
Red Stick Parish.
Exactly. Law enforcement responded to the report involving two hunters on a small private property where both men were hunting deer. The two hunters, who both had permission to hunt on that land, were unaware that they were hunting on the same property at the same time.
Oh my god.
One hunter mistakenly misidentified the other as a deer and fired his 20 gauge at him. The shooter immediately called 911 upon realizing his mistake. The wounded man did not have any fatal injuries. Upon investigating the incident, law enforcement discovered neither hunter was wearing the required orange clothing, and the shooter was given citations for it. What got me is, how do you mistake a man for a deer?
Yeah, I don't...
They don't look alike.
Maybe there was drinking involved, but...
Oh, yeah, nothing safer than a little booze cruise when you're on a hunting range.
No, absolutely not.
In fact, I think it's required in some states.
Yeah, especially that far down south. In a parish. Which,
in a parish?
Called a fucking county.
It's just a county.
If you're south, you think it's cool.
It's just a Louisiana thing, too.
And speaking of south.
Oh?
Florida man. Arrested for allegedly turning his apartment into an indoor shooting range.
Speak of. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cape Coral, Florida. This is from Fox 43, by the way.
Okay.
A Florida man was arrested Sunday after allegedly trying to turn his Cape Coral apartment into an indoor shooting range.
Jesus.
Ivan Bach, 61, was charged when his neighbors called police to report that they were awakened by a loud bang and found a large hole in the headboard of their beds, just
Holy
over their heads.
Shit.
Who the fuck wrote this article? Dr. Seuss? Jeez. A second hole was discovered in the dresser mirror at the foot of the victim's bed, police say. Further investigation from the victims uncovered another hole in the adjacent living room on the other side of the wall from the dresser mirror, and a fourth hole in the living room's far wall. After police were summoned, they made contact with Bach, the victim's next-door neighbor, according to the police report. Several books were found taped together and propped on a shelf. One had a target drawn on the cover in red marker. The books appeared to be perforated by several rounds, according to police. A 9mm shell casing was located in the hallway between the bathroom and the bedroom of Bach's residence. Also located inside the home was a safe containing a 9mm Glock. The rounds located inside the magazine of the Glock handgun were matched to the 9mm spent casing located on the ground inside the residence. Bach was charged with shooting into a dwelling and reckless discharge of a firearm and transported to Lee County Jail, police said.
That makes sense.
This was back in February of 2018, but...
Wow.
It's still just crazy that...
So Blood just kind of lined up some books and was like, that'll work.
Sounds like it.
Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta. Wow. That's nuts, dude. We're all about firearm safety on this show. But this is nothing related to firearms. But this comes from Channel 4 Local. Channel 4.
Local.
In Florida, of course.
Uh-huh.
This was a story from January 9th of 2019. Florida man says syringes found in rectum are not his. Claims to not know how they got there.
Who put that there?
Who put that?
Who put the... Did you stab my penis?
Rectum, dude. In his ass.
I mean, it's like... North, south, east, west.
Different cardinal directions.
I mean, it's for like some reason. There's holes in both of them.
There's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 2025, one, rectum, one the is, new
one is
penis.
A through hole. Rectum is the new penis. Mm-hmm.
And technically, they're both through holes. I mean, come on.
No, the urethra's not a through hole.
Come on, have you heard of sounding? I know you have.
I know you've... That's why we were gone for 2 months, because you couldn't get off of r/sounding.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
No.
Stop. No.
The truth comes out.
Cut. This is not making it.
This is not making it.
This is not making it.
Don't worry. I'll edit it out in post.
I'm sure you won't.
I'm sure I will. Not. Deputies in Florida say a man claimed that the three syringes removed from his rectum during his strip search on Friday do not belong to him. One Wesley Dasher Scott, age 40, was arrested on a drug charge Friday morning, taken to the county jail. During a strip search, Scott removed three syringes from his rectum and gave them to a deputy.
Wow.
Why would you remove them from your own rectum and give them to a cop?
I mean, just keep them there. Like, no one's going to believe you. You walk in to anywhere and you say, hey, by the way, I ripped these out of my ass. They're not mine.
I don't know how they got in there.
And I'm going to be on my way.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you may have thought you got me, but I don't know how these got in my ass.
I really don't, officer. Let me tell you, I swear to you, I've been sober since yesterday. I didn't do this.
The only thing I misplaced was three syringes. So these three that came out of my ass can't be mine.
There's no way it could possibly be mine.
They can't be traced back to me except for the DNA from my shit that's on these syringes. Scott reportedly told deputies the syringes not belong to him. He doesn't know how they got in his rectum. So now he's charged with felony possession, as well as the other drug charge he was originally arrested on. Deputies said that before taking him into custody, they asked Scott if he had anything on him and informed him there would be additional charges for bringing anything hidden into the jail. And Scott said he understood what the consequences would be. And yet, still snuck syringes in his ass into jail when he was arrested.
Well, you gotta give it to him.
You gotta hand it to
persistent,
him.
If nothing else.
Exactly.
Was Mr.
Scott.
Scott.
Yeah. And honestly, intelligence may not have played a key role in Mr. Scott's decisions.
There is no intelligence but where you're looking.
Keistering syringes may be his speciality. Because I don't know how the fuck you get something that sharp in your ass and don't bleed on it.
If you need something transported illegally, he's your guy.
He's your guy. Just don't let him get arrested on unrelated charges. Because he might accidentally take it out and just show it to
a
cop. You
might accidentally spill the beans.
Yeah. And by beans, we mean
syringes from his ass.
Yeah, reach his fist into his ass and pull out some syringes.
This is from CBS 42.
Okay.
Florida man. Said he was high and happy during DUI traffic stop.
The most honest Florida man.
Tampa, Florida. A 51-year-old Florida man told authorities he was high and happy after he was stopped for recklessly driving Wednesday morning, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Deputies said Theodore John Evans, 51, of Jupiter, was stopped Wednesday after multiple callers reported a Toyota RAV4 running red lights, passing in no-passing zones, and not staying within the lanes.
Wow.
It said he behaved erratically, speaking quickly and nonsensically about how high and happy he was due to his use of a vape pen.
Oh, come on.
Marijuana candies, a glass pipe, and a vape pen were found in the Toyota. Evans was booked into jail on Wednesday afternoon, where his bond was set at $2,500. He was released Thursday afternoon, according to Monroe County records. Evans faces one count of DUI, unlawful blood alcohol, DUI, influence of alcohol, and or drugs.
Wow.
But look at this man. He was definitely high and happy.
Oh, my. Dude, that can't just be. That can't just be marijuana. Dude, that's fucking crack.
Yep.
That's fucking crack. That's crack for sure.
I mean, look at the guy. I mean, does he look happy? I think he looks very
high
happy.
And happy.
Very happy was
high and happy. That's
Theodore Evans.
Good old Mr. Evans, high and happy. Unbelievable. High, hey, on what? We're not sure. I'm not convinced.
I gotta give it
just
to him.
Weed.
Also, you know, I wouldn't do something like that. I don't really live a little, but he was living a
sure,
lot.
Sure, he was living a little too much.
He was.
Yeah. Well, we have one closing story.
What the fuck?
Intended to make you say what the fuck.
But also what the fuck, because you always have to have one more than me.
I told you how many stories I had.
I told you how many stories I had. Get on with it.
From the Miami Herald.
Whoa!
Florida woman arrested...
Whoa!
I know.
We're switching genders.
Florida woman arrested after dancing naked outside of the Waffle House.
And I wasn't there?
Let's see here. So... Things got a little out of control outside a Pensacola, Florida Waffle House Monday morning. Of course, it happened in the wee hours of the morning. According to a police report from the county sheriff's office, a woman later identified as Freedom Zobrist, yes, that is her name,
Freedom!
Was causing problems in the parking lot. A Waffle House employee had called authorities after noticing the woman had dropped her pants and was blocking traffic.
Oh, man. I would have stopped, too.
The employees told officers she'd been loitering in the air earlier that day, but had run off, returned hours later, and sat by the back door. The employee told her to leave, but she became verbally abusive, threatened to retrieve her firearm and shoot him in the face.
That's my kind
now
of
that's,
woman.
That's a little scary. Awesome, Kev. He said that the unemployed Pensacola resident, of course, makes sense, because how are you at a Waffle House Monday morning naked?
Wow, look at also, you just fucking profiling people.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
They also threatened to shoot everyone else in the diner, so...
I mean, you're upset. I get it. I'd want to shoot you, too.
That's a little much. The worker then said Zobrist walked into the middle of the parking lot, yanked her pants down, exposing her sexual organs, and began to dance.
Well, technically, females' organs are inside, so she didn't really expose anything.
Well, I don't know if that would hold up in a court of law.
It wouldn't, it's wrong. It's wrong that it shouldn't, because, like, am I wrong?
Yeah, it's definitely the...
Am I wrong? The female's organs are inside. They are internal.
It's a reproductive organ.
Yeah, but it's internal. You just got a couple little lips, like, you know, out there. But, like, that shit's inside. It's not like us. Our shit's just out and about flying everywhere.
I don't think...
We can't conceal it.
I don't think what you're saying is anatomically accurate.
I know what I'm saying. It might not sound good, but it's right.
The worker then said Zobrist, of course, exposing her sexual organs, said she went over to him, tried to grab his genitals, and lick both sides of his face.
That's hot.
That's assault,
I don't know
actually.
What to do. I wouldn't know what to do in that situation other than, sure, yes, please, may
yeah,
have
you'd
some
be,
more.
You'd be in,
I'd
for
be
sure.
In. Locked in.
When trying to get her off the property, the victim told deputies she poked him in the chest, which seems like a very light thing to do after, you know,
licking
everything else that had preceded and threatening to shoot people. Mm-hmm. Witnesses corroborated the story, saying that Zobrist was dancing naked in front of his car, preventing him from leaving. Zobrist, who was very loud and causing a disturbance, was arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior. Mm. Lascivious behavior. Exposure
words.
Of sexual organs, disorderly contact, battery, and assault. She was transported, remains on $5,000 bond.
How old was this woman?
That's a good question.
Because that will determine how I feel about this.
I think she was in her 40s? 30s or 40s? Mm.
I still feel okay about this.
Still okay about that, Kev.
Still okay about that, yeah.
Well, while we internalize whatever Kevin's going through...
While I internalize her internal organs, which are internal...
That's just not how that works.
It's just, okay, you expose a little bit of hair in a fucking slit. Like...
It's an organ.
It's
part of the entire reproductive system.
Yeah, it's part, but the big parts are inside.
You see, officer, the big parts are inside.
It's just a little itty-bitty part that's out and about, but, like, everything that you need for me to make a baby is inside of me. Like, it's all it's all going on up in here. No, not me. Like, I'm talking about Miss Zobrist here.
Oh, of course. Miss Freedom.
Yeah, Freedom.
Well, we're free to end this segment.
Yes, please, because I'm going on tangents again.
I know.
I know how much you missed this the past 2 months.
We'll be back with burning questions.
I gotta poop.
We are back, and we are thriving. It is burning questions. Where the questions are so hot, Kev. What are they?
They're burning. Oh, they're just a little hot to the touch. They're like, if you touch, you're like, ah. You gotta be kidding.
Yay. See? See what he did there? That was something.
People say I have Riz.
Ohio.
But in all actuality, I have Ohio Riz, which means I have no Riz, and I'm also...
First question. So we go to Reddit, everyone's second least favorite website, source questions, people ask into the ether, the whole thing. From
user... But who better to answer them than us, the two omnipotent beings of this universe?
Dos.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Seis.
I don't know what's after
motherfucker
six.
Doesn't know siete.
Oh, a motherfucker doesn't know ocho.
I know ocho.
Well, do you know...
You don't know shit about nueve.
Do you know nino?
Nino? I think it's nueve.
There was a stupid song that I learned.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Yeah.
Teno.
Teno.
We've got not teno questions. We've got cinco. No mayo. From user...
Cinco de Cuatro. Sorry, go ahead.
May the 4th. Prudent End 2749. Would you rather have instant $10,000, boom, tax-free, or karma becomes real for politicians? Now, $10,000 would be really nice, very helpful. But the amount of joy I would get from seeing karma play out for all of these dog shit American politicians would be worth so much more than 10 grand. It's karma for politicians for me. It's gotta be.
Yeah, I was trying to go through like my head, like, yeah, $10,000 is very nice. Which, by the way, I should make mention that I forgot to in Vibe of the Week. I tend to do that.
Yeah.
We all usually get scratch-offs as a Christmas gift as well. And I won $5.
Hey, my man.
I won this year.
I got scratch-offs once for Christmas, like probably 4 years ago.
Did you win?
I won 30 bones. Yeah.
He's always one-upping me.
I just thought I had a related story, but yeah, no.
Back to my answer, I also would get, like, that is worth more to me than any dollar amount. Well, okay. Not any. If you said $1 million.
You got a couple zeros, right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But 10 grand, I'd rather see karma for all these fucking
dog-ass
corrupted
pieces of shit. Yeah. That's a good question. I like it. Keep it up. Next question. From user DM tits and ass. That's awesome. I wonder if that ever plays out for
them. I love them both.
But, like, do you think they ever get DMs with tits and ass, or do you think the name doesn't really play out for them?
It should. Could
you imagine?
Getting tits and ass?
No, like, having them.
I do.
That's awesome, man.
At least I think I do.
But you never DM people with them, do you?
I don't need to DM you.
Their question, what are your green flags when it comes to dating? I would say...
I'm not answering this one.
Clear communication. I would say kindness to, like, strangers and workers is important. Specifically about dating, I would say a green flag is recognizing Chicago pizza superiority. Is important. What else is there?
A green flag is to me if you are a Philly fan of any kind.
Basketball,
hockey,
football, baseball. Yeah,
you're dead to me.
Yep.
Second,
like Philadelphia.
It's really only two things. Yeah. One is the Philly hate, or you just can't.
You have to dislike Philadelphia. That's the green flag.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. And the second one is just I don't know, maybe Has anyone ever heard of the golden fucking rule?
Golden rule?
The golden, or... is it the golden rule? Fuck, I don't
know. It's the golden ratio.
No, it's not.
It's not that. It's not mathematical.
Ratio. No, it's not that. Basically, if I give you 100% of my time and energy and love, if that exists, I want the same shit back in return. Not half-assed shit. Because to me, that just shows me you don't give a fuck and you're not interested anymore. So instead of playing me on and leading me on, just fucking cut me off, all right? Don't string me along like a puppy and take me to the vet and then just shoot me behind a fucking clinic. Ta, ta, ta. Just fucking kill me there, okay? If I'm giving you all the... I'm wasting my energy on you when I could be sleeping or beating my cock or playing video games, and I'm wasting my time on you because I love you and I care about you and you're not giving me the same thing back, fuck yourself.
So the green flag would be giving the same effort.
Yes. Equal effort. More or less. Yeah. Thanks okay. for summing that up.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Recap, whenever you go on a tangent. Mr. Recap.
Yeah, only if the tangent is PC.
That's true. That's true.
Because if I'm going on about, you know, internal organs and slits and shit, and, you know.
I just don't think that was anatomically correct.
But it was anatomically funny.
The vagina is an organ, dude.
Okay. No, it's a muscle.
I... Aiden in editing.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
No, Aiden in editing. What is, what is it?
Cut this part out. Does an organ also mean a muscle? Or am I just stupid?
That's why I was tasking Aiden in editing, because now you are making me question myself. Oh. And that's not fair to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so we both don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I was actually, like, stupid in saying, it's not an organ, it's a muscle.
No, now, because you seemed so confident, I am now questioning.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So we're both a little idiotic.
One of us will find out.
But at least you're really hard-bent on this, it's not an organ thought. Question from Too Mad to Die. Hey, me too.
Too Mad Want to Die. Is rather my username.
A word? You press a button and get $1 million.
I'm pressing it.
Every subsequent button press doubles that money. However, every time you press the button, there's a 1% chance you experience a long and horrific death. Do you press it? How many times do you press it?
If there's a 1% chance, I'm pressing it 5 times.
5 times? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you'd get 1 million, double to 2, double to 4, double to 8, double to $16 million.
Yes. And if there's a 1% chance...
You'd take a 1% chance times 5 of dying a long, horrific death.
Yeah, it's 5%. A 5% chance... Yeah, I'm taking that. And
that's
even if,
pretty
you know,
good.
I don't,
that's pretty good.
I'll go anyway. I don't want to go because that's how life will work.
But you got to think, right? 16 mil, you could retire. You know, 1 mil, if you play your money cards right, maybe you could, but it'd be tight to retire immediately, unless you're already like 50 or 60. So if you're like 20-something like we are, you would have to press it more than once if you're looking to retire today. So, but like I know my luck, and my luck is not very good.
Neither is mine, but I'm pressing it.
Pressing it 5 times? Hey, yeah. Press your luck, just like the one video game, regular game show.
Mm-hmm.
I'd press it maybe 3 times. So it would double me up, press it once for one, twice, 4 mil. I'd get 4 mil. It's
so
enough to retire.
Between us, we'd have $20 million.
We'd have $20 million.
You know how many tacos and beers that's going to buy?
Probably 5 to 10 million.
And you know, they say money can't buy happiness, but you know what? I'd be in a relationship then.
With tacos and beer.
No, with an actual woman, because they love a guy with money.
Jesus Christ. You can't just go out and claim shit like that.
Oh, sorry. Well,
that's just not... People...
People are like that.
You realize the lowest common denominator are the ones that date people for money, right?
Yeah.
And that goes for anybody that dates people for money.
Mm-hmm.
So you would take that? You would take someone using you for money?
Well, yeah, no, I'd be using them, too.
Jesus Christ.
Bazinga.
This is just unhealthy conversation.
No, there's something healthy about the unhealthy. Because it gets that out of the unhealthy part. Like, it's unhealthy coming out, but then after letting it sit and stew for a little bit, you realize it was healthy to get that out.
I don't follow.
For your health.
It's for your health.
For your health.
Sweet barrel wine.
I'm supposed to spit it out. No way, Jose. I'm not spitting this stuff out.
Question from user Next Mastermind. You can never eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches again. Or you can never eat grilled cheese sandwiches again.
I'm never eating PB&J again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Glad we agree. Yeah, I'll drop PB&J.
I love PB&J, but a grilled cheese with some tomato soup and put some bacon in that grilled cheese.
Dude. Mm-hmm. I love grilled cheese.
I'm going to come.
Do not come. No, grilled cheese is... Don't fucking do that.
Sorry, I was coming.
Oh, that's just what you do. When...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love grilled cheese.
I do too.
Stop doing
what?
Weird
it's
shit
funny
to the camera.
Sorry.
PB&J is fine. That's like a B tier, maybe A tier sandwich. Triple S is grilled cheese.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Final question.
Final.
Is that your final answer? User new cellist, or cellist, rather, 9231.
New pianist.
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 New penis. Would you rather be able to shapeshift into any animal or into any person?
Any person.
Any person?
Any person. I got a lot of things I want to do that I can't say on this here radio station. Into the microphone.
Podcast?
I can't say.
The podcast?
Yes, it's been 2 months, Aiden. I forgot where I'm at or what I'm doing.
I, too, would take human, because while shifting into animals would be cool, I don't think it has as much utility. Like, if I were to shapeshift, my mind always goes to this. I don't know if you know this trend, but I feel it. It becoming a trend, the way my brain moves like this.
Okay.
If I were to shapeshift into someone, let's say, I don't know, someone maybe slightly evil... that maybe deserves jail time and doesn't get it, and I shapeshift into them and I go rob a bank, A, I get the money, because then once I leave, get away, I'll just shapeshift back into me. Well, I was never there. It wasn't me. Look at the security footage. So A, I get the money. B, the person that deserves jail time and isn't getting it will get jail time for robbing a bank.
No, that's actually smart. That's like... Imagine if Batman had that power.
To shapeshift?
He would put so many criminals behind bars, it's not even funny. Not like he does it enough already, but like... And then he's already getting more money when he's a billionaire.
That's true. Like, must be nice.
Oh my god, Batman, you'd be just the best villain. Villain.
Shapeshifter? Skinwalker?
It's a skinwalker. You'd be the best superhero of all time.
If
you already
kind of
are, in my opinion, because, you know, you're fucking badass, and you had one of the best voice actors voice your... character in a video game or a TV show. Kevin Conroy, rest in peace.
I like human. I'll shapeshift into different
humans.
I do
like humans.
Yes. Well, yeah, I like some humans.
Some humans.
Yeah. But I could shapeshift into any one of them. That would be fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
Okay?
I gave my answer, but I can't say what I would do. Because to some, it might sound unethical. Downright no morals.
Why would you admit to not having morals? That's the whole thing. Like
downright selfish. Like, not for money.
Selfish?
Not for money. Just downright I'm pleasing myself.
There's nothing wrong with pleasing yourself. That's just, I mean, that's nature, baby. Like,
it's nature, but downright, I'd just be downright.
you need to not be downright anymore.
I'd be downright doing so many horrible things.
You need to be
things
up wrong for a little bit.
Well, I'm, no.
No.
No, I'm downright.
Well, while we... try to interpolate what the fuck Kevin might be implying.
Why he might... What he's downright about,
yeah,
we'll never know.
Why is he down, right? Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Well, we thank you for being here with us. Happy
Thanks
New Year.
Thanks for coming back.
2025.
I'm happy to be back.
You're happy to be back? I'm happy to finally have you here.
Yeah.
Been a while.
It has.
Cool.
It's also been a while since I've used the faculties here at this fine studio. So I'm gonna go in that corner right there.
Don't poop in the corner. Don't poop in the corner. Don't poop. Don't shit in the corner. Stop.